In 1981, at the Los Angeles Coliseum, a 22-year-old Prince and his band were the opening act for the Rolling Stones. The soon-to-be music legend and his band were booed off the stage by an ungrateful audience. Prince did not finish his set. In a matter of months, Prince was the opening act for the king of punk funk, Rick James. Shortly after his performances in several cities, the press clippings all had the same caption: "The king of punk funk has been dethroned by Prince." Prince was no longer an opening act, and the stage was set for Prince to dominate the music world for decades to come. Prince Rogers Nelson died on Thursday, April 21st, 2016, at his Paisley Park home in Minneapolis, Minnesota. However, Prince left us with a musical legacy that will never die. Born Prince Rogers Nelson in Minneapolis, Minnesota on June 7, 1958, this little boy would prove to be a music prodigy. He mastered and played over 17 instruments. He sang, danced, wrote lyrics, and composed music. He wrote his first song at age 7. Prince would often play every instrument on his recordings.
Musicology, got to keep the body moving.
He won 7 Grammys, 1 Academy Award for Best Original Song, Purple Rain, and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004 on the very first year of his eligibility.
Oh, call it what you like. I'm a golden high beat. This is just another one of God's gifts. Musicology.
In 40 years, Prince sold over 100 million albums worldwide. He has released 104 singles and made 17 video albums. His 1979 breakthrough album, Prince, hit the top of the Billboard R&B charts and contained the smash hit singles, Sexy Dancer. I Wanna Be Your Lover. And I Feel For You, famously remade by Chaka Khan. His company made 4 movies: Purple Rain in 1984, Under the Cherry Moon in 1986, Sign of the Times in 1987, and Graffiti Bridge in 1990. Prince was a private person. Few were lucky enough to get to know him. However, it was in 1984 that we experienced his purpleness in an intimate way through music and film. The movie Purple Rain and the album Purple Rain surpassed all expectations. The Los Angeles Times called it a cultural phenomenon. Prince was never an artist to rest on his laurels. He continued to write, compose, produce, and perform with success through the millennium. Prince was a leader and staunch advocate for the rights of music artists. He publicly dubbed Warner Brothers a slave label and sued them for $22 million. He broke away from the clutches of the record label and sold his music independently, as he was a fervent believer in the right of an artist to own his or her own art. Prince and his Minneapolis sound gave us The Time, Alexander O'Neill, Vanity 6, Sheila E., Apollonia 6, and Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. You can also hear his influence in artists such as Miguel, Bruno Mars, Beyoncé, Alicia Keys, Janelle Monáe, Lenny Kravitz, and countless others throughout the world. It is no secret that he dated some of the most beautiful women in the world. Included on that list was Misty Copeland, Vanity, Kim Basinger, Nona Gay, Carmen Electra, Ananda Lewis, and Apollonia, just to name a few. Women simply adored Prince, and he adored them. Prince was married twice. He was married to Maite Garcia and later Manuela Testolini. He was single at the time of his death. Prince Rogers Nelson. Prince, the Purple One. The artist formerly known as His Purple Highness. The symbol which could not be spoken. you will forever live in our hearts and the hearts of those not yet born through your music. We love you.